We are concluding our broadcast today from Dimitri's Corner Restaurant, Wellington, where we've been broadcasting the last couple of days as part of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Wellington. We've had marching bands end our show. We've had choirs sing Christmas carols.
Right.
We even had the Do-Re-Mi Fa-Sol-La-Ti, what was that?
Oh, yeah, the Sound of Music at the Palace Theater. Sure.
Well, we kind of, in that tradition, we have with us Emily Keener, who's also going to be part of the Rhythm of Life Festival this weekend at the Claremore Lake Campgrounds, but she's here this morning. Hi, Emily.
How are you? Hey. Thanks for having me on.
How are things with you? Probably a busy summer season of performing?
Indeed, yeah. Lots of festivals and fun gigs. It's been a good summer overall.
Any time to write any songs for you?
Yes, always. Writing basically like one every day I'm trying to.
I saw on your Facebook page you might have some new music coming out.
Yes, I am. I'm hoping to get out a new EP before February of next year. So hopefully that'll have five or six tunes that haven't been recorded yet, and it's going to be cool.
Now, we've known Emily for a couple of years. How old are you now, Emily?
I'm 15.
Yeah, you're 15. Mm-hmm. How is life as a 15-year-old?
Crazy. It's hard trying to fit in schoolwork with everything else because this is kind of a full-time job. So it's hard sometimes, but I like being a 15-year-old.
Well, that's great. Is that reflected in your music, do you think? Or did you listen to the people hearing music and think, wow, that doesn't sound like or seem like a 15-year-old? Or
Yeah, a lot of the time. I have just grown up reading a lot of great literature and writers and poets my whole life, and it's just something that's kind of like instilled itself in my soul. I just like writing, and it might seem a little older since I read the classics and things like that.
Well, we're going to hear a couple of pieces from you today. If you wanted to give us a little song this morning, we'd appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah. This is a song I wrote a couple months ago. It's called Let It Shine. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let it shine on me. The sun is shining bright and even brighter off the lake. Let it shine on me. This earth is so far from the Milky Way. There's a smile on my face. So let it shine. I am a lover of the universe. Let it love me too. I am a lover even when it hurts. Baby, love me too. I'd shower my love all over you if I knew it would work. I'd shower my love. Let it shine and shower your love. Let it shine and shower your love. Find my peace, let it find me too. This is the day that I find my peace. May your peace find you. This is the day that sets me free. And this peace is gonna pull me through. This is my prayer for you. My friend, may you always sing. This is my prayer, may you never guess what love might bring. May you smile and laugh at the little things. My friend, may your laughter ring. Shine and show your love. Thank you. Thank you.
Joining us this morning, she will be at the Rhythm of Life Festival this weekend. What do you like about going to a festival like this with all sorts of people from around the country coming to perform?
Oh, yeah.
You get to probably not only perform, but to listen and learn.
Hopefully, yeah, yeah. Festivals, in essence, they're awesome, and this one is shaping up to be really great. There's all kinds of people from all over the country. It's featuring the Walmacs, and if you've heard them, you know how great they are, and it's any festival that they're at is one to be at. Shoot at Frog is going to be there, Scott Steyer, Alice Wallace. I think she's from the West Coast and she's touring in Ohio these days. And yeah, I heard she's really awesome. So it's definitely not to be missed.
You planning your set list already, or do you kind of have that figured out?
Yeah. I have a general set list that I kind of base all my set lists off of. So I usually have a general idea of what I'm doing, but I change it up every now and then. So I've got some ideas in mind.
You mentioned you're 15 years old. As you mature, does your singing sort of change your musical kind of growth? What do you see going on there?
It's my voice has grown a lot in the past couple of years since I started working with a vocal coach. I worked with a vocal coach for 6 to 8 months, and my voice did almost a complete 180. It grew up so much. I started singing musical theater stuff and opera things, and my voice it helped me grow a lot in my talent for singing, and it's helped a lot.
Well, that's a training thing. It also gives you the stamina, too, to perform if you do these different things. Because it's one thing to say, I'll be here to perform, but your voice has to show up with you.
Right, exactly. You have to sing whether or not you're sick or you're healthy. So it's definitely, your voice is a muscle, and you have to train it a lot to get it to a point where it can do that all the time.
And early in the morning. We appreciate you coming in early in the morning. You know, it's not a regular routine, I'm sure, for you to be singing at 8:45 or 9 o'clock.
When is the first time during the day that you grab your guitar? Or you kind of...
These days, I've been getting up pretty early, and I'll start writing at 8 o'clock. And I'll just write and just sit there with my guitar and think for an hour. And if I'm not inspired, then oh well. But if I am inspired, then I'll just keep writing for that whole hour. And then after that, I'll just practice on my guitar and my voice for the next hour and a half. And that's when I get all my practicing done. So, yeah, this isn't that early, but you know.
Well, as a musical performer, a lot of times you have to be at performances, gigs that are later in the evening, where the public is ready to come see you.
Exactly,
too, right?
Right. Yeah. So a lot of the time when you're a musician, you'll end up being out really, really late at night. So sometimes I can't get up early like I'd like to, but, I can be flexible.
Running any roadblocks lately? Any things where you got a song that kind of gets to a point and stops and you're thinking, I got to push through it or figure out how to get it out there so that people want to hear it?
Most of the time, if I've got a really good idea that I want to keep going with, it'll come pretty easily. If I have an idea and it's not going well or things aren't coming together necessarily easily, I might even lose interest in it because, yeah, usually in that case, the idea is not really that good in the first place. So I'll wait till I've got another song.
All right. Well, speaking of another song, if you can give a little bit of something and we'll use that to kind of wrap out our show. And again, Emily will be at the Claremore Lakes Campground this weekend as part of the Rhythm of Life Festival. You can find out more about that festival at rolfestival.com. And a lot of people are going to be out there. Hopefully you can come out and see Emily as well.
Yeah, all right. This one's called Waltz With You.
I would rather gaze upon the sun than work until the daylight's gone and done. I suppose that's something of a dream. I've never been one to think of money or fancy things. I'd waltz with you. I'd love to waltz with you. And promise to love me true. Oh, darling, I'd always waltz with you. That old willow sure has seen its days, and sometimes you can hear his music play. He sings a song that's sad and sweet, and tonic tears roll off his sleeves, and I hope to God I'll never cry like that tree. I'd waltz with you, I'd love to waltz with you. Safe inside that weeping willow's arms, I'd waltz with you if you promise to love me true. Oh darling, hard and cold, but a grave beneath a tree will not grow old. You're still living my promises you made, withered and dried. But if I buried you beneath that tree, our love would never die. I won't in my mind, I still waltz with you. Even though you broke my heart, while that tree still grows, Lord only knows, I'd waltz with you till death do us.
Very nice. Emily Keener joining us this morning to round out our program here at the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Wellington. We had a fun 3 days. Hope you enjoyed the different guests we were able to bring you as we spotlighted this community. And throughout the year, we like to go to different places to talk with people in their hometowns. And that's what we've been doing the last couple of days here from Dimitri's Corner Restaurant, 58 and 18 in Wellington. Turning in